Truly a pleasure and a privilege to welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Mr. Leader, always a pleasure speaking with you.
The privilege and pleasure is all mine, sir.
I have to tell you, in reading some of your comments that you made 4 hours before the governor faced us with her State of the State address, it looks as if she heard those comments, took them to heart, and worked them into her speech.
Yeah, I was happy with the tone of her message, but it was a fairly predictable election year message. But there is plenty in that message that if we roll our sleeves up and try to set aside partisan differences, there are plenty of things in there that we can actually work on.
And that's the big question always. In every, not just election year, but in every administration, can everyone set aside certain things to get other things done that there is agreement on? And you had said you were going to push for in-person classes. She made it very clear that she supports that. She talked about tax reductions. Now, it's not quite the same as the state Senate panel approving sweeping $2.3 billion tax cuts, but it does look like, maybe because it's an election year, but that she was reaching out and saying, let's work together. Do you believe her? Are her actions in line with her words?
Well, I think in some cases, yes, but we're going to find out, because all those things have been and will continue to be high priorities for Senate Republicans. And you know, we're going to send a package of bills related to tax relief for Michigan citizens to her. We'll find out if she's sincere about, and that is special interest tax reforms. We corrected a very unfair part of our tax code a number of years ago, and I'm not really interested in going back and revisiting that. But if we want to do broad-based tax relief, I think that's perfectly appropriate. You know, government's best role is removing friction and obstacles from people so that they can pursue their highest and best productivity and lives, and taxes are one of those sources of friction and obstacles. Another one is getting kids back in the classroom, and we really have two different sets of schools in Michigan right now. 95% or more of schools are working diligently and working hard to overcome obstacles to have kids in seats all the time. There's a stutter and start there because of absenteeism of staff due to the COVID, but they are absolutely open with kids in seat. But we have a very small percentage of schools. Frankly, they're also the schools that receive the most federal money in the state that are being stubborn and are still not welcoming students to be in the classrooms. And I was hoping that the governor would be a little more forceful on that front. And we're going to continue to press that message. And then behavioral health. That's been a high priority of mine for the last 3 years and will continue to be this year. And the governor mentioning that she's willing to work on that was a big positive from my perspective anyway. And I'm hoping that we can really roll our sleeves up and accomplish something big there.
Well, it sounds like you can. And I'm hopeful with our conversation with her earlier. And I'm hopeful with what you're saying as the Michigan Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey. This all sounds good. Now, I don't know if this is the state of the state honeymoon period or what, but I like what I'm hearing.
Well, there's a couple of items in the state of the state that are problematic. I mean, government's role, as I mentioned a moment ago, is remove friction from people's lives or remove obstacles. It's not the government's role to insert themselves into the routine elements of our economy, and price fixing and government subsidized incentives. Those two things just aren't, that's not where we should be working. In fact, we're seeing the results of that now with the rampant inflation across the state and the nation. And so those kinds of things, I hope we can just set aside, because they're not helpful. And frankly, they may be counterproductive in the long term.
Well, it's been a big concern. And a bit of a theme in my questioning of everyone that has been on today, and that is, There's just an embarrassment of riches right now. We have so much money. We're not used to swimming in all this money, but we have to remember, first of all, it's our money coming back or money that we're going to have to pay down the road. But to have all of this federal money here to do so many things, I fear we can become drunk with that and start doing things that in a couple of years when the federal money isn't coming in like an ocean, that we're going to have trouble keeping those things going. So I'm very concerned about how we use that federal money. I think there are a lot of things we can do that are one-timers that we do it and get things done, like the roads or any number of other things. But if we start to put in plans and start to depend on that money, that's when it goes away.
Your instincts are spot on, Paul. And by the way, you sound like a governor. And I think it'd be a wonderful opportunity for you to step in and help us out here.
Yeah.
I'm teasing you, of course. I'm teasing you, of course.
You bet you're teasing me. You know there's not a chance in the world for anything like that.
But our operating principle on this federal money, these one-time monies, is capital-constrained projects that do not result in long-term increase in operating expenses year after year after year, that actually provide a measurable return on investment to taxpayers, or they're transformational. And some of the money that we use to set up the funds for helping grease the skids for the GM announcement and investment, that's a perfect example. It doesn't result in ongoing costs. It absolutely has the potential of being transformational. And obviously there was a capital constraint there for us being able to compete with other locations around the country and around the world. So we're going to continue to use those criteria as we propose plans for spending that money. We should not be in a big hurry, but we should be diligent about it and, you know, not wait around.
Well, I have to tell you, your committee advancing the $2.3 billion tax cut proposal, with the majority of the Republicans contending the state's financial surpluses should be used to provide across-the-board relief, certainly strikes a good chord with me. And it sounds fiscally responsible, but it also sounds fiscally fair, which would be a nice a change of pace, wouldn't it? Appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir. And thanks for having me on.
We always like talking with the Michigan State Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey. Thank you, sir.